Road of the Patriarch, Book 3 of the Sellswords, by R.A. Salvatore. Prelude. Yes, she is beautiful, Artemis Entreri thought as he watched the naked Callahy walk from the bed to the clothing rack to retrieve her breeches and shirt. She moved with the grace of a skilled warrior, one leg flowing effortlessly in front of the other, the soft pads of the balls of her feet coming down lightly and cushioning her step. She was of medium height, lithe but strong, and the few scars on her body did not detract from the graceful image of the tight cords of muscle. She was a creature of paradox, Entreri realized as he watched her, a being of fire and fluidity. She could be ferocious or tender, and she seemed to understand how to move between the two to the greatest effect when they were making love. And no doubt she did the same on the battlefield. Callahy wasn't just a fighter. She was a warrior, a thinker. She knew her own moves as well as any, but measured her opponent's moves better than most. Entreri had no doubt that the woman had used her feminine charms on unwitting opponents, throwing them off guard before eviscerating them. He respected that. The image brought a smile to his often scowling face. It was a short-lived grin, though, as the man considered his own situation. On a peg near the clothes rack, where Callahy dressed, hung his small brimmed black hat, the one Jarlaxle had given to him. Entreri had found that the cap, like his drow companion, was much more than it seemed. It held many beneficial properties, magical and mechanical, including the ability to chill his body to better help him hide from eyes that sensed heat instead of light, and a wire inset into the band easily...